Great to have your company. It is a Tuesday. It's October the 4th. We're still talking about footy, which tends to happen in this town, of course. Essendon Footy Club is a big football club, been through a hell of a lot of change in recent times. Have got their new senior coach appointed in Brad Scott. And last night or yesterday, the announcement that Andrew Thorburn is going to be the new CEO, a man who comes from a different background, a corporate background, a banking background, and he's been good enough to join us in the studio. Welcome, Andrew.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
As you can see from the press this morning, there's great interest in the role of a CEO. We'll get to some of those issues as we work our way through the morning. But what in God's name has driven you to become a CEO of a football club, given the roles you've had recently as the CEO of the NAB and CEO of New Zealand Banking, and now you're going to be the CEO of a football club?
Yes. Well, Gary, I've been a CEO for a long time. I've been out for a couple of years. And to be honest, I started to miss it. You know, I love being part of a team. I love building an organisation, creating a vision, developing people, you know, winning, serving the community. I started to miss that. So there was like a little itch that I need to scratch. And I didn't think this would be it. But look, I've been a lifelong Bomber supporter. I love the Bombers. And when I was invited to come in and do the review, which is still underway, so you get a good look at the issues. You know, like any good organisation, you look at there's some strengths and some areas to work on. And I started to think what the club needed was a few things, but I could help. That my experience in leading and building teams and getting people focused on execution, supporting players and supporting members, I thought that I could be a pretty good match. So anyway, the rest is history now.
So you were involved with the coaching
Yes.
Subcommittee and then also by extension the review that's going on into the footy club.
Yes.
So did you then turn around and say, hey, I know you've got a job that's vacant. What about having a chat with me, or did they come to you?
Yeah, it was the latter. So the review, this independent review's got four bits. There's review of governance, that's the board. There's finding the new CEO. There was finding, the new coach. And then there was a review of culture, leadership and operations through the club, but particularly into the football department. So they were the four bits. And I was co-leading that with Ernst & Young, who had been selected. So on the CEO one, very early on, as I was working with Dave Barham, he said to me, look, Andrew, what are you going to do after this? And I said, well, let's just get this review done. But he said, would you consider being the CEO? And when he said that, I thought, actually, there's something about that's of interest. You know, I'd sort of talked about some other CEO jobs back in the corporate world, and there was no flash of excitement. This, I thought, interesting. And so when that happened, when I signalled I was interested, that CEO part of it went back to Dave, and he's used others. So I had no involvement in that apart from them pitching to the panel and presenting to the board.
Yep. So you had to go through a process like everybody else that was in line to be the CEO at Essendon, yes?
That's exactly right, yes.
How do you answer the criticism about not coming from a football background and now you're the CEO of an AFL football club?
Yes. Well, I mean, I've followed sport all my life. I've been a student of sport, including from a business angle, you know, like globally. But I think my skills are pretty transferable, because if you go back to what I've done before, be clear on your vision and purpose, be clear on your strategy, be clear on who you're serving, building a team of competent leaders who can execute well against some KPIs. I mean, I know that sounds a bit of business jargon, but that's actually what we need to do at the club. But also, I know a lot of people in the industry.
In the football industry.
In football, right? Yep. Because as CEO of NAB, which was a big sponsor of AFL, I got to know a lot of people. And, you know, I was one of the people with Gil that launched AFLW. And so I think I got a good sense of sponsorships and how they all work, and I got to know the industry. So I think the combination of all that, I think, puts me in a good position. What I need to do is, you know, there's some things I don't know that I don't know, but what I'm going to do is find a couple of good mentors in that list and ask them to really help me come up to speed really quickly.
Without going into what you've discovered or uncovered during the external review of the Essendon Football Club, is alignment an issue at Essendon, do you believe?
Well, I think it is. I shouldn't say too much because it needs to be presented to the board and they need to accept it. But what we've done is a very broad review. It's not about individuals, it's about the system and the structure of the organisation. And it's going to focus on areas like support for player development and coaches. It's going to look at governance. It's going to look at putting more focus on like members and players.
Yep.
You know, that's who we serve. But I do think one of the things that needs to happen, and this was one of the messages last night, I made it at the Crichton Middle, but Dave and Brad did as well, is that now's the time for Essendon to be united. And actually, Brad added that word that you just said, Tim, aligned. So I think for whatever reason, the pillar of the organisation, the board and the CEO and the senior team through the coaches and the players, that pillar has not been as tight as what it needs to be. And I think once we get the right people in the right jobs and we get open, trusting relationships with clear sense of what we want to achieve, I think that alignment will come.
Was Brad Scott a standout candidate for the coaching position?
Yeah. Again, confidentiality, but it was a good panel. Simone McInnes, Rob Walsh, Jordan Lewis. It was interesting to, you know, work with them coming from their experience. I've had a lot of experience in picking leaders and looking for character and, you know, what the difference is. So that was really good. It was chaired by Josh Marnie. And we did see a number of candidates. It was very robust. You know, there's lots of good debate, lots of looking at pros and cons and looking at, okay, what does Essendon need? Not just are they a good coach, but what does Essendon need with our list and our culture? And but Brad, in short, was the unanimous recommendation by the panel to the board to be the next coach of the football club.
So the process had been going for weeks. Brad, by his own admission, couldn't entertain the job whilst the AFL season was going, and he wanted to get through the grand final. And then was Thursday the first time that he got in front of the panel?
Yes, but obviously there'd been, as these things work, a lot of conversations going back over time.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we started with a list of, I think, over 20, you know, so you're talking to people working all through.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was obviously one that had been identified because when you looked at our criteria, someone with senior coach experience, he was on that list.
So the Adam Uze of the world, who we are, I think he's the only one that was reported to have gone back twice.
Yeah.
There may have been more, but he was the only one that was seen. So he's gone and presented to the club twice. So obviously at a position where you're keen enough to go back again. And then Brad then finishes his AFL commitments and within the course of that 4 days has had his interview and the appointments made on the Thursday. So it just seems from the outside it's quick.
Yeah, but well, I think, and I can see why you say that, but what we've got on Brad Scott is a lot of history.
Yeah.
Like we've got 10 years of coaching history and we've got conversations that go back over some weeks. You know, and dialogue and how would it work and would you be interested and this is what we're looking for. So
whilst he hadn't presented, there had been conversations
And obviously with the experience, you know, he goes into that with a pretty good position, right? But, yeah.
The other thing that we, and, you know, I sit across from this man here who's, you know, it's one of the all-time greats. The move from Windy Hill out to Tullamarine and the soul of the place seems to, as which I think you're alluding to in terms of alignment. Did that come out when you were talking to various people throughout the footy club?
I think so. But to be honest, if you go out to the hangar, it's a pretty cool like sports facility for high performance elite athletes. It's got Western United on the other side. Saw John Aloisi yesterday. I mean, so that's great. You've got sort of that bit you can learn from, and then you've got the Essendon side. It's pretty impressive. You know, it's got the two ovals, got the MCG and the Marvel size. So it's awesome. Now, I think it's more about the leaders in there and the organisation of the work plan. It's like there's sort of football support people on one floor and then there's football operations on another. And I think we need more integration, like, you know, to bring people together. So I'm saying, Gary, I reckon it's with the right energy, with the right leaders, with the right pillars in the club, we can make the NEC hangar much more vibrant. But I did go back to Windy Hill last week, met Andrew Welsh there. And so now director of the club, which is great. And I went to my first game to watch the Bombers play in 1974, and it looked very familiar.
Mm.
So what we'd like to do is something there that can make it a little bit more of a spiritual home again and get us playing football there, hopefully in a year or 18 months.
Given Brad's skill set, I talked about this before without consulting anybody at the football club, but is there a different way of setting up the structure of the coach and the football manager at the club around that skill set that he has specific to him?
Yeah, I think so, Tim. As I got to know him and meet him prior to the interview, I could see there's a leader here who wants to play to strengths, wants to spend time with players, wants to focus on developing that talent. And that's his, you know, superpower, right? And so what I've said to him is, to Josh and Brad, look, have a think about how do we equip you to do that? What support do we need to give you? Is there any changes to the structure that you need? And I really want to listen to that, because I think my job will be to clear the way for Brad to work with the senior men's team and get all the support he can get, right? So that'll be my job, to clear the way and enable him to do that. And if he needs different resources, different structures, I'd be very keen to do that. But, you know, he's been there half a day and I've been there just a few hours.
Andrew Thorburn is the new Essendon CEO. So, Andrew, you would get a sense of how the interest in all these appointments is played out through the faithful. Now, we have in front of us a text machine that just runs throughout the course of our show, and we get feedback from whatever we say, whatever opinion we hold, it comes thick and fast. Now, you would have picked up the Herald Sun today, front page of the paper, and then a much bigger story inside about your history as a CEO of a bank and the Royal Commission and the investigation into it. And now, a lot of these people would be the first time they would have seen you, because I shouldn't say that, but not a lot of them go through the financial pages, I wouldn't have thought. They're hardcore footy people. And they also see that you're involved with the church, which is a city on hill, which I'm not familiar with, but it has got public opposition to things like abortion and homosexuality. They are fire starters for the faithful out there. And, you know, they're sitting back saying, how can Essendon appoint a man who holds a position such as this? So you're speaking right now to the faithful. So how do you respond to that?
Well, thanks for raising it, Gary. I want to have whatever conversation we need to have. And I understand that some of these views, and I'll come to them, are offensive to people and upset people. And I really respect that. Firstly, like, my faith is a very personal thing. I think my faith has helped me become a better leader, because at the centre of my faith is the belief that you should create community, care for people and help people be safe and respect them as humans. Right? That's actually helped me be a better leader. That's my first point. Second is I've been a CEO for 12 years. This is my third CEO job. I was CEO of a bank that had 5,000 people, then CEO of a bank that had 35,000 people. Now I'm going to a different organisation, but there's still, in all those, there's diversity of people.
You're going to have 100,000.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know, but there's diversity of people, of different races and sexual orientation and faiths and cultures. That's society, right? My role as a CEO is to ensure that the organisations I lead, which I think my record stands for this, is inclusive and welcoming and caring and diverse. I think that makes us a more human organisation and it makes us a higher performing organisation. So my commitment, and it's always been this, and I think my record stands, is that I will create that organisation and lead that organisation. Personally, I feel I have role modelled that. Look, haven't been a perfect CEO, but I think my respect for people, my care, my love, my welcoming style, like, I welcome all those people. Everybody is welcome. So that's really what I want people to look at. Look at my actions and look at my words as a leader and the organisations I've created to enable safe, diverse, inclusive workplaces. That's my record that I want people to look at and have confidence in.
So if there was can you be inclusive and caring and have your stance on issues such as homosexuality, given that from an AFL point of view, there's a pride round?
Yeah.
And I don't want to generalise, but we know that there's a higher percentage of gay AFLW players, of which the Essendon Footy Club's fully embroiled. So how do you answer that if a player was to come to you, male or female, and say, listen, Andrew, you're the head of the organisation that I play for and I'm gay.
Yes.
I have an issue with this.
And I would say thank you and I respect and care about you and you're welcome in this organisation and I want to hear what you think, and that to ensure that you feel safe and can speak out. So I want people to know that who I am and how I lead and how I engage, that's what they should rely on, right? Now, I want to come to the church. I haven't read all of that because the Crichton Medal went on a bit, right?
Yep.
But I haven't read it all.
You're the chairman of?
City on a Hill Church, right? Now, I just want to say some of those go back to 2013. I wasn't even at the church. I've never heard these things expressed since my time. I've been on the board for 2 years. 2 years.
Yep.
But I also want to say that in the church, like any diverse society, there are very different views on all these matters.
Right.
I have different views on some matters, right? I'm not a pastor. My job as a in a governance role is to make sure it's run well. I don't always agree with what's said. But in a way, that's not the point. The should be, you know, if we want a diverse society, it also means there's going to be people with different views. And I think as we go forward in Australia, it's not whether those views exist because they do. The question for harmony is whether we can coexist and hear each other and respect each other's views. It's that point around, I disagree with what you say, but I defend your right to say it, right? So, and also I think, you know, people forget the church does a lot of great things for disadvantaged people to help them. It still plays an important role in community. So it's a diverse group itself. Not everyone holds the same view.
Mm. Andrew, so, when you took up the position of SNCO, were you aware that this might become an issue for you?
Because trust us, we've interviewed lots of CEOs, and had the story not been here in the paper today, we would be none the wiser.
None the wiser.
And nor would the readers, I would imagine. I don't know the faith of the other CEOs.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know their stance on these things, but yours now becomes very public.
Yes. Sorry, Tim.
Were you aware that this would become an issue? Or did you think it would become an issue?
I became a CEO. I mean, I've been a Christian for 20 years, right? So I was CEO of two banks, a diverse group, and I never led with that. I think that's a personal. People should see how I act and behave and how I lead and equip people. And I think that's. But if people ask me about my faith, I express it. And it has come up as little firestorms before, this sort of thing. And so I did think maybe it will. It obviously has. I totally respect that people will have different view to what was expressed. And I'm sort of saying in some ways I do, but it's very important that two things. One, that people judge me for my actions and my words as a leader. That's very important. Now, I think that's just mutual respect, not what others say. And the second thing is the church itself has very different views, very diverse views. Not everyone in the church agrees with those views, but it's very important, you know, in a society that those views can be expressed. And people should disagree with them, right? Mm. But sort of respectfully.
Welcome to the world of AFL footy, Andrew. We appreciate you coming in. We didn't anticipate that this would be the path in the last 5 minutes of where we've gone, but the questions that we had to put to you, and you've answered them, and we appreciate that. And now we wish you well in your role. You start on the
1st of November.
1st of November. Yep. Brad Scott and yourself, in you go. Peter Wright, the reigning best and fairest.
Yes.
And hopefully it's a much more successful season for your Bombers. So good luck. And again, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Gary. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew Thorburn joining us there, the Essendon CEO.